arranger, trumpet player, and vocalist of the group, is urgent high life, very much in a hurry. But let's listen to some of this high life, as typified in this composition of his. It's high life time.
It's high life time. Come on in time and jump for joy at this swinging club. It's brand new quiz, got great secrets. It's got the beat, it's got the hit.
Welcome, it's Nigerian musicology's
Eldon Steve Rhodes.
Come on in time.
Before Fela left Nigeria to go to Britain to school, there was a certain amount of jazz sound already in his ears, because at that time he used to go to the jazz clubs. I remember seeing him on one or two other occasions, you know, coming in with his beaten up trumpet. A lot of us were following Louis Armstrong, Glenn Miller, who was acquitted to jazz then, you know.
Welcome Tony Allen, the drummer with Fela's band Kula Lobito.
I was playing jazz with Fela, strictly jazz.
But he played highlight with Victor Laya.
This is a very, very good one from our father in music. Hey, somebody who goes high life and sings it. This is Dr. Victor Abimbola Olaya.
Victor Olaya, my uncle, was one of the most prominent high life band leaders in Nigeria at that time.
Strictly jazz. 1 year of that. And then Kula Lobito became high life jazz. It's called High Life Jazz. That was the beginning of everything.
To put that in context, let's go back. The 1950s.
Before what was known as high life, we had